So over the last 5 years, there's been a massive creative explosion across all our creative industries. And radio, of course, has played a fundamental part in that. It's worth £1.2 billion to the UK economy. It employs 17,000 people. So it plays a big part in our long-term economic plan. Most people listen to the radio. 9 out of 10 adults listen to the radio every week. And they together consume 1 billion listening hours every week. And also, about 40% of that listening is now on digital radio, and that is doubled in the last 4 or 5 years. So digital radio is the future of radio in the UK, and we want to see it grow and succeed. So today I'm able to announce that we are doubling the number of local transmitters, that we're going to build something like 180 new digital transmitters over the next year. And what that means is that more and more people will be able to listen to their local radio station on a digital radio. In fact, it means 8 million more people are going to be able to listen to their local radio station on a digital radio over the next year. That's fantastic news. One of the key elements, of course, of the success of digital radio is car radios. We need to get more and more cars fitted with digital radios, and I'm delighted that from a few years ago, when very few cars had a digital radio, now more than 6 out of 10 new cars come with a digital radio fitted as standard. And that number is only going to go up. It's going to accelerate the transition to digital radio. And content is also important, and that's why we've announced that we're going to start a new national commercial digital radio network, which means more commercial national digital stations. So Ofcom is considering 2 bids. One is from Sound Digital, and that's proposing new stations like Talk Radio, Talk Business, Virgin Radio, Kistory, and British Muslim Radio. And another one is Listen to Digital, and that's proposing stations like Fun Kids, The Wireless from Age UK, GEM, Panjab, and Chris Country. So these new stations could be on air in early 2016, and again, it's going to provide digital radio listeners with something like 15 to 18 new digital stations. It's going to increase the number of national commercial digital stations from only 4 in 2009 to around 30 by 2016. The needs of listeners are at the heart of all our considerations on digital radio, and we want to make sure they receive clear, uninterrupted digital coverage from a wide range of stations. And I'm confident that radio is going to continue to thrive and prosper, a powerful, relevant, modern medium prepared for the digital age, and you can be sure that I'll be tuned into a digital radio somewhere and listening.